Production funding for Behind the Headlines is made possible in part by the WKNO Production Fund, the WKNO Endowment Fund, and by viewers like you. Thank you.
How the suburbs are responding to increasing cases of coronavirus tonight on Behind the Headlines. I'm Eric Barnes with the Daily Memphian. Thanks for joining us as we continue to do the show remotely. I am pleased to be joined tonight by the Mayor of Bartlett, Keith McDonald. Mayor McDonald, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Eric. Good to see you again.
Along with Mike Palazzolo, Mayor of Germantown. Thank you for being here.
Good to be here. Thank you, Eric.
And Bill Dries, reporter with the Daily Memphian. Well, we're in the midst, as you know, as everyone knows, that there is a big increase both locally, nationally, internationally in COVID cases, hospitalizations, which I think most of the public health professionals are particularly most concerned about, and of course, deaths that are following all this. And so that includes in Shelby County. We recently had Dr. Haushalter, the head of the Shelby County Health Department, on, as well as Mayor Harris. But we wanted to get the perspective of two mayors from the suburbs. And I'll start with you, Mayor McDonald. I mean, just a general question first, and we'll get more and more specific. But with given this increase in cases, given the increasing hospitalizations, what are you and Bartlett doing differently? And what do you need the state or county or federal government to do differently in response to these rising numbers?
Well, ours is mostly messaging, Eric. The mandates in Shelby County are in place, and unfortunately, the health department is looking at other moves that might take us back to some of the businesses having to close on the authority of the health department. So, just trying to get, you know, people ask me why. If masking works, why aren't the numbers going down? Well, the reason is people aren't wearing their mask at mass gatherings. And so they're transmitting it to each other during those periods.
And so when you talk about, you said, unfortunately, the health department is looking and they've talked about perhaps restrictions or limiting space or shutting things down completely. Do you mean unfortunately in the sense they shouldn't do that, or unfortunately it may be necessary?
A little of both, but I have said since April, there's a holistic approach to this. Their responsibility is to try to manage the disease. Our responsibility as mayors go way broader than that. So the loss of businesses, the loss of earnings, loss of jobs, all of those things have impact too. And sometimes they clash with what the health department wants to recommend. And so, in fact, the mayors were on with Dr. Haushalter this morning talking about some possible things, as she mentioned in her broadcast the other day. And you know, some of it's harsh, some of it I don't agree with, but I do agree they have the authority to do those things. The sooner we get the numbers down, the sooner we get back to business.
I should mention, you talk about the meeting with the Shelby County Health Department. We are taping this Thursday morning, and this is kind of an ever-changing story. So by the time this airs Friday, even, you know, some more things could change. But let me go to Mayor Palazzolo in Germantown. Same question to you. I mean, we're faced with the possibility of restrictions or shutdowns again. The numbers are rising broadly, I mean, sort of everywhere. What do you want to see differently, and what can you do in this situation as Mayor of Germantown?
Sure, Eric. Well, you know, I agree with my colleague, Mayor McDonald. You know, there's no debate that this has been, you know, a public health crisis from a social standpoint, an economic standpoint, a physical health standpoint, and a mental health standpoint. As municipal mayors, you know, we have to message to our community. We have to explain as much about the data, the statistics, the science, and the impact and the effect and the cause and effect. And as Mayor McDonald mentioned, we're seeing a lot more community spread because people are not adhering to the guidelines that are put in place. You know, the responsibility, first and foremost, lies with us as individuals. So we have it in our hands to be able to somewhat combat this third surge. I think we knew that it was coming. We've experienced one in the spring, the late summer, and now we are on the path to even more exponential growth. So, you know, convincing people that are, you know, quite honestly have some fatigue, we can't stop. And we have to, again, as my peer mentioned, we have to message and message clearly. You know, it gives me great pause right now. My community for most of the 9 months was in their four tiers of caseloads that Shelby County Health Department reports on. And they're just basically tier one through four, one being the lowest, four the highest. My two zip codes in my community were at the lowest for basically the entire 8.5 months. The last 3 to 4 weeks, we've been in the highest tier of case counts. And trying to get our arms around that is sometimes difficult. We know that some of our neighbors in surrounding counties do not have a mask mandate. We're getting pressure on our healthcare networks here. That's critical. If the hospitals are full in capacities and the critical care units, then we have a real dilemma on our hands. So we're at a real crossroads for the next 2 or so months.
Let me bring in Bill Drees here as we continue the conversation.
Mayor McDonald, what has the reopening of schools done for your citywide situation there in Bartlett? Because the schools seem to be kind of moving at a different rhythm. We hear about cases in the schools, but I think in every case that I've heard of, it's not from spread within the schools that are having classes, it's from outside.
Yeah, I think that's basically true, Bill. I think as we get the numbers in, initially the schools really were almost no effect. But lately, with the extracurricula, we had a small outbreak in one of the schools. I don't think it was one of the Bartlett schools, it was one of the municipal schools. And where it was, a number of cheerleaders got sick. And then, of course, even with the Bartlett football team, we had to postpone, and thankfully Germantown was kind enough to let us postpone the game until Saturday, so that the 14 days that were put on the football team because one of the children, one of the young men had the COVID. And so, you know, we see those kind of activities outside of the schools that are being reported. How that being said, the children need to be in the schools. Their anxiety levels, their learning ability. We need children in the schools. It's just hard to make that decision if you're a parent, as a grandparent. You know, I worry for my grandchildren's sake about their safety in the schools. I think overall, they've been doing a really good job. It's the extracurricular activities in the schools, I think, that have contributed the most.
Mm-hmm. Mayor Palazzolo, what's been the situation with the Germantown Municipal School District, and where has it kind of fit into the overall scheme of what you've seen for Germantown as a whole?
Sure. Well, we launched earlier this year the Germantown Fighting Together campaign, and it's our marketing approach to educate, encourage, and maybe at the last moment enforce if needed. Our Germantown Municipal School partners have done a great job. You know, they've gone in and looked at literally building layouts like the other school districts have as well. They have put in place mask mandates during the day and also separation as well and scheduling. It's worked well. And I agree, you know, the congregate activity that are extracurricular, and sometimes it's not the extracurricular event, the competition, it's the congregate activity afterwards, the get-togethers, the socialization that lead up to that. We've got to do a better job as parents and as school officials and as municipal officials to keep our children respectful of the virus. Whereas we thought early on it didn't impact children and students as much, we're seeing a lot of community spread in that 18 to 24 age category. So it's important for us to continue to harp the message over and over again. We don't want to see schools closed. Our friends in Collierville closed Collierville Middle School and High School out of precaution. We haven't had to do that in Germantown yet, but I know our leaders, if need be, they will put safety first and do an abundance of caution and care, opposed to putting people at risk for exposure.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from businesses in Germantown specifically right now? Because the business grapevine is pretty good, and I think all of the mayors have worked pretty hard to keep business leaders in particular in the loop about what might happen, so that while something happens that businesses may not like, at least they're not going to be surprised by it. So what are you hearing from your business leaders?
Bill, we've done 50 virtual town hall meetings with our 400 plus merchants in our city. We have it every Tuesday. Of course, the attendance was higher early on. We helped our businesses understand each and every one of the 14 Shelby County health directives. So getting that information to them, we've made visits as well. Our merchants are adhering to policies that I feel pretty comfortable with. Where I see a great amount of risk and exposure right now, I've got in my community, I'm fortunate to have 6 of the 10 largest private medical practices, clinics like the West Clinic and Campbell Clinic, and have 2 major hospitals, Methodist and Baptist. And our healthcare workers are getting sick, they're getting fatigued, they are getting to the point where when we begin to lose healthcare workers for not being able to make their shift because they're either ill with COVID or they're in quarantine, we've got a real dilemma. And it's to the point where, again, these next 6 to 8 weeks are pretty critical. And I hope we can talk a little bit about mask mandating. You know, in our community, in Shelby County community, we've been under a mask mandate for almost 6 months. Our neighbors, most of them around us, have not been. And when you look at exponential growth in cases, Lauderdale County has 171 cases per 100,000. By comparison, Shelby County only has 45 cases per 100,000. Those people, after regional healthcare facilities, rural hospitals were closed over the last 10 years, they're coming into the Memphis market for their urgent critical care needs. And we know that hospital providers aren't going to turn away people because of zip codes or county areas, but it's putting pressure on our systems right now.
Mm-hmm. Mayor McDonald, what about that and the flow across the county lines, the traffic back and forth across the county lines? Is that complicating things in Bartlett?
It does. In as much as we have so many employees that come from the 3 or 4 counties around us. And so they're bringing to us whatever their family events have brought together. You know, the health department reminded us today that they can only suggest to the churches and they can only suggest to the schools what they might be doing. If the churches and gatherings in Tipton County, Fayette County, Lauderdale, any of those, whatever they do to get together on the weekends, whatever they've been around, they bring it in. And I know our health providers are more than happy to help those people. They built these hospitals as regional hospitals. I think our frustration as policymakers is the fact that it doesn't appear, and we're going to have a discussion with more of the mayors from West Tennessee, but it doesn't appear that they're being as diligent about stopping the spread by the fact that they don't at least have a mask mandate. Again, I'll say it. We have one in Shelby County, and there are places that people do it well, but there are places that people are not doing, which is why we're seeing our numbers go up even within Shelby County. So when you combine those two things, it is having a dramatic effect on our hospital ability and our businesses and being able to have staff to come in and to work a lot of these, the restaurant jobs, a lot of things like that. People are coming in from outside of Bartlett to do those things, and we're glad to have them, except we don't want them to bring the COVID to us.
Mm-hmm. How much, I'll stay with you, Mayor McDonald, to what extent have you had conversation either with the governor or the governor's office, state legislators, which is what it's going to take to, if there is going to be a statewide mandate, it's, you know, the governor's got to sign off. I believe the legislature, I can't remember if Governor Lee can do that by, you know, sort of executive authority. How much pressure have you been able to put on them?
Well, I wouldn't say we put pressure on, because you don't want to get such a pushback that, you know, the Nashville has long memories. So we have to be careful how we go about it. But I did have the pleasure of speaking with the governor a couple of weeks ago about this. And as has been accurately depicted in your newspaper, the fact is the governor believes that getting the mask mandates done really should fall to the county mayors. I expressed my opinion that doesn't seem to be working, but he feels he wants to keep trying it that way. So the only thing that we can do is try to encourage our peers out in the other counties to message harder and hopefully do some mass mandating, and for us to message so we get a better percentage of our people doing it, even in their homes. And that's a hard one. You know, the idea that you're gonna bring your family in and you're gonna sit around the table in a mask or in the living room, that's, I have a hard time, you know, thinking about doing that. But that's what the doctors are saying that we need to even be considering at this point for the next 2 or 3 months.
Let me go to you, Mayor Palazzolo. I think the board, you, the Board of Aldermen passed a resolution, you know, asking the state to put in a statewide mask mandate. Same thing, have you talked to the governor? And also, have you talked to any mayors or government officials in surrounding counties?
Yes, well, I haven't spoken with the governor personally. I have sent a couple of letters. Our Board of Mayor and Aldermen did adopt a resolution encouraging a statewide mask mandate. And I have tried to be a leader in a certain sense regionally. I've asked the Urban Land Institute to assemble the Mid-South Coalition of Mayors to meet on this subject. Some friends in some of the rural municipal mayors are efforting to gather the West Tennessee Municipal Mayors Council to have this conversation. I know Mayor McDonald has been instrumental, and Mayor Harris, in getting the 21 counties that make up West Tennessee, those county mayors, together. As a matter of fact, this afternoon, Thursday the 19th, and I've been lucky to be able to attend that meeting as well. You know, it's very critical when you look at some of the data. Right now, 7 of the highest counties in the state, case-wise, are located in West Tennessee right now. I guess 2 weeks ago, on November 10th, Vanderbilt put out a study that showed that you have twice the likelihood of mortality if you are living in a non-mask mandate county than you are in one. And that's data. I mean, that's from Vanderbilt, and they're pretty much a trusted, somewhat unbiased organization. So, you know, it's critical to get that message to the governor. I think, you know, you see that 35 or 36 states right now have mask mandates. And I think 7 of the 8 states that touch Tennessee have either a full mask mandate or more than a partial mask mandate. So, and these things are changing daily. Governors are changing their mind, or they're looking at things differently because the data tells them those things. I don't think it's political. When the data starts to speak, then people take action.
I was going to say that it has become political. It has become so much of the response to COVID became political over the last 9 months. I mean, are you how frustrated are you with people who doubt the efficacy of masks, who you know, someone at home right now, or they'll listen to the podcast and they'll say, well, that's wrong. Vanderbilt's wrong. And, you know, that's not the case. I mean, are you patient with those people, or are you done with it? I mean, are you?
You have to be patient. Everyone gets their information differently, and this is not the time to be forceful with opinions. It's a time to share opinions. Yep. You know, I can't speak for Mayor McDonald, but, you know, there's only so much time in the day. We are efforting for, you know, we're really good in municipal work at public safety, police, fire, ambulance, emergency services. Public health safety is somewhat new for us. It's taken an exorbitant amount of energy to be able to make sure our team stays healthy so we can deliver public safety services to our residents. And then messaging is so important. I mean, we can't be so stark to say planning your holiday meal is important, but, you know, having three generations under one roof, you may be planning a hospital visit in January. That's hard to message. And sometimes you have to be very stark in the reality of what could happen. At the end of the day, individual families have to make decisions.
Let me go back to Bill.
Mayor McDonald, in terms of the decision to have a mask mandate, either for the region or statewide, is this a choice between a mask mandate and some version of a shutdown of businesses and activities?
Well, the lack of the mask mandate and the lack of people doing it in all the places they attend will create higher caseloads. And I think it's in Shelby County, where the health department has such power, they will move forward with shutdowns if we don't get this done. I think we may see some on Friday, and they will go, unfortunately, they look at them in cycles. So anything they do generally is a 14-day or 28-day period. And we've been talking with them, and they have committed to, if the numbers change better sooner, that they would be willing to not go the whole 28 days. But the proof is in how we get the numbers down and flatten the curve.
To be clear, so then on Friday, are we going to have some measure of restrictions imposed in Shelby County?
That's the feeling I got from the conversation that we had this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mayor Palazzolo, did you have the same impression from that discussion?
Yeah, I think the health department, you know, have to remember, you have leading and lagging indicators in anything we do in life, especially if it's process oriented. And case counts are a leading indicator. Hospital utilization is also a indicator as well. Mortality is a lagging indicator. The trending and the numbers are pointing toward the health department. They have an awesome amount of authority and responsibility that goes along with that. And in our meeting this morning, it's probably headed in that direction. I will state that both myself and Mayor McDonald cautioned on taking drastic measures, looking at alternatives and secondary or third paths. You know, there is a lot of fatigue in this community, and it's going to be very difficult to be able to withstand further, whether it's harsher shutdowns or partial shutdowns. Those things are going to be hard to embrace, even though we understand that they're probably a necessity.
Mm-hmm. Is it your impression that this will be a partial shutdown?
Well, I think the health department is looking at many different variables, and we encourage them to take a hard and more holistic approach to how they look at any measures they put in place moving forward. So we're hopeful that would occur. And again, you know, as was mentioned earlier in conversation, some of their authority only rests in recommendations, stern recommendations, albeit. Now, some are actual, the ability to close businesses. So it could be a combination of both.
All right. We're going to leave it there. I appreciate both of y'all being here. And I should note again, if you came in late, we're taping this Thursday morning. And obviously there's, you know, the mayors had met with the health department and other mayors this morning. So there's a lot moving. I want to end the show with a sad note that Tommy Pacello, a good friend of this show and a friend of mine, died this week after a 9-month fight with cancer. He was just 43 years old. Tommy was on the show numerous times. He was president of the Memphis Medical District Collaborative, which had taken the lead in transforming the medical district into a much more walkable, livable place. But going back many years before MMDC was founded, Tommy did amazing things, often behind the scenes, to make Memphis and the whole community better. So much of the change you've seen in this area, the expanding green spaces, bike lanes, changes to public transit, renovation of forgotten buildings like the Tennessee Brewery, and really working to make sure every neighborhood at least had the chance to participate in this kind of change that's happening. Tommy worked on all that, back to the Wharton administration, back to independent groups. Tommy was pretty amazing. He could see all the problems, and we have our problems, but Tommy was one of those guys who stepped in and tried to find solutions and try to make things different. He had a huge influence on the city. He had a big influence on this show and the kinds of things we talked about with him and with others. He is survived by his wife and two very young children. And it's obviously a tragedy, most of all for them, but it is a huge loss for this whole community. But that is all the time we have this week. Remember, you can get past episodes of the show on the WKNO website at WKNO.org. You can download the full podcast of the show from the Daily Memphian site or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, and we will see you, not next week, it's Thanksgiving, but the week after that. Thanks, and good night.